Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Hope things are going well around your house. And from all of us here, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Hope you're going to have a great Thanksgiving. Hey, we got a lot to share with you this week, just like we do every week. We're talking about some new concrete. Do you have to do anything after the concrete is dry and you start using it? Is it a good idea for a little bit of kind of proactive maintenance on that? We'll talk about that as well as the inevitable concrete crack. We'll tell you what you can do about that. Also, when you're taking a shower and you're relaxing, you know you need to use that exhaust fan. What about a voice-activated music system built inside the exhaust fan? Yes, it's happened. I'm going to tell you all about that. And a little bit later, we're going to be checking in with Chelsea and see what's going on there. Speaking of which, my buddy Joe Truini's having a little trouble with power today because those storms are starting to take place. He lives in the Northeast. A tree has taken out all of the power. So filling in for him this week is Chelsea Lipford-Wolf. Welcome to the radio world.
Woo! Glad to be here for the next few minutes.
No, glad that you're with us for the whole entire show and appreciate you filling in for Joe. And we're going to have a lot of fun here and we've got a lot to share with you. And, you know, one of the things there that we think about, and actually I was up early this morning doing a live segment for the Weather Channel. And from time to time, we join the Weather Channel. I've been doing that for over 20 years with them. And to talk just about some very simple things that you can do around your home just to kind of weatherize a little bit. And Chelsea, this is something that I know with your home, the Chelsea Ranch Revival that we've been working on, you've been kind of tightening up things a little bit because you're talking about a home that's 60-something years old. You've already changed windows out, which is a big thing to do for energy efficiency. But I understand you used an old thing that a lot of people don't know about that you installed recently, the socket sealers. I think you really are a big believer in these.
Oh, yeah. I was changing out some outlets from the, you know, yellowed outlets to some crisp white ones. And there's this big void around the outlet on your exterior walls where air can get into your house. Well, you're paying good money to heat and cool your house. So we need to seal that off. And all it is a really thin little piece of foam that already has the two holes cut out for your plugs. You pop it in there, pop the cover on, and now your home is sealed up for winter and summer.
Now, this is a good example of just like many different little steps that you can make to seal the envelope of your home and really make it more comfortable. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you save a little money on your energy bill. And it doesn't seem like an outlet that's positioned on the inside room that's on the outside wall that any air would get in there. But when you're talking about older homes, you're talking about even brick homes and so forth, it's amazing how much cool air can blow through that, especially on the north side of your home when it really starts getting cold. So that's a great way to go. They're called socket sealers. They're available at duckbrand.com and a very easy way for you to seal up that part of it. Another thing that you need to look at closely is maybe tonight when it gets nice and dark, get a bright flashlight and maybe get one of your children to help you out on this and have them on the outside and then shine that light all the way around the perimeter of the door, including right at the bottom of it. And if you see any light at all that you know that you can see through that crack, then that means air is getting in there. Something needs to be done. You might need to adjust the door. That helps a lot of times where it may be sagging a little bit or can, you know, they get a lot of wear and tear. If that's not it, then look at the weather stripping. It may be damaged or out of place. And then by all means, get down on the ground and look under that door to see if you have a gap there. And if you have a gap there, installing a simple door sweep on the inside of the door is all you really need to do in order to take care of that. Chelsea, another thing, prior to changing your windows out, you had the classic example of an obsolete, non-energy efficient window with those metal single pane windows. You're a big believer in the window insulator kits as well, right?
Yeah, they also we call them roll-on kits, and I used those in our last house and really saw the benefits of them. I did it during the summer, so all that heat coming in, you wanted to keep it out, and you put it on the inside of your house on your like window trim, and it creates essentially what is a double pane window, right?
Right, right. You just create that air gap between it, and that's what's really providing the insulation from the cold air coming in.
You could feel the difference between a window that had a roll-on kit and a window that didn't. So I can imagine during the winter being able to keep that cold air outside of your house, you're going to save so much more money than it costs you to buy those window kits.
Now, let me tell you how simplistic a window kit is. First of all, it contains a sheet of almost clear plastic, very thin plastic. Then you have double stick tape that's also clear. So all you're doing is you're going inside, not on the window, but on the window frame. Whether you have drywall returns or whether you have wood around that window opening, you basically clean that window to make sure you get any kind of dust off of it. Then you apply the double stick tape right on the edge of the trim. Then you put the piece of plastic over it and trim any excess around it. Then what's the magic part then, Chelsea?
One of my all-time favorite home improvement tricks is you use a hairdryer to shrink wrap your window. Mm-hmm. You have all these wrinkles on the plastic after you apply it, and you just slowly work your way back and forth with the hairdryer. The wrinkles disappear, the plastic tightens up, and you get that nice sealed-off air pocket that creates an insulated window.
You know, always think about things that you can, you know, get your kids to help you out with some of these projects and make it fun. Hey, let me tell you, you put that on and it's got all these wrinkles. It's got, you know, got a little bit of wrinkles on it because it's been folded up in the box. And you give them, you know, the magic wand, the magic air wand, and let them completely eliminate all of those wrinkles. I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun. They'll want to do another one and another one and another one. And then they get bored and they want to eat candy. But it works really, really well.
I mean, don't we all? I just wish a hairdryer would work on the wrinkles on my face.
Well, yeah, that might be the opposite on that. But hey, you know, one of the most neglected areas of the home when you're thinking about, you know, making it energy efficient, especially during the winter, is actually inside the home, the disappearing stairway that you have that goes up to your attic, or even if it's a scuttle door, you think about it. The rest of your house, you have drywall or plaster. Then you have a blanket of insulation in your attic to prevent the heat from rising and escaping. Then you have a quarter-inch piece of plywood with nothing at all on it that doesn't fit very well. So how can you make that more efficient? And the disappearing stairway covers, you know, they really look like, you know, the little pop-up tents
yes.
that you can put together. It looks just like a miniature tent like that. And but I know that you've installed a lot of those. You have one at your house. I have one here, and we have one at the office. You know, how simple is that? But it's probably the best example of something that just nobody thinks about.
Yeah, I mean, I always call it an attic tent because it looks exactly like a tent. You put the four, or I guess it's just the two metal posts in it to create the tent shape. And then you stick it up in your attic over your stairwell cover. And I'm telling you, you open up the stairs, it feels like you're inside your house. You remove that cover and you just are blasted with the cold air or the hot air, depending on the time of year. You can really tell the difference and feel that insulated blanket working over your attic stairwell.
Yeah, I mean, it really does show you that it works very well. And the simplicity of it is just great. Now, all of the things we've talked about so far, you know, one of them, just one of them, will make a difference. But you start putting three or four of these ideas together, now you're going to see that power bill starting to kind of get a little more modest, and also the comfortable part of it. Because, you know, I've heard of people talking about, you know, you sit down for Thanksgiving dinner and you're sitting, you know, in the dining room. Maybe sometimes you don't use the dining room a lot. And then a couple of the people go, hey, I don't want that chair there. It's too cold, because it's the one on the outside wall and the window and so forth. So it also, these things will make your home more comfortable and cozy all year long, because everything we're talking about is still effective, not only during the winter, but also during the summer. So you're really getting your benefit 365 days of the year. So great way to go on that. Also, it's not as glamorous and not as much fun, but adding attic insulation to your attic is really the best return on your home improvement dollar. We certainly did. How many rolls did we put in your attic a few months ago?
Whew, I lost count. I didn't have enough fingers and toes to count up that high, but it was quite a lot of insulation, and it just makes such a difference in the quality of the air, like just the conditioned air inside of our house.
Makes a big, big difference on that, and we'll tell you more about that, because there's insulation now. You know, the pink insulation, sometimes you know, it's been around for a long, long time, but when you look at it, maybe you think of a little bit of irritation and a little bit of uncomfortable nature in putting it up. Well, not anymore. We'll tell you a little bit more about that as we move through this week's show. We've got a lot to share with you. Chelsea Lipford-Wolf filling in for our buddy Joe Truini, who's struggling with a little power issues here. Already the winter storms are starting to make a difference all over the country. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more here on today's Homeowner Radio. We want to hear from you. 800-946-4420 or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
It's not just Santa who's coming to town. It's also your in-laws and their cousins. So time for some gifts from the Home Depot. From doorbell cameras to intelligent thermostats, you'll look smart and save big on the latest smart home gifts. Does your father-in-law like to fix things around the house? Put him to work with a DeWalt 20-volt 2-battery starter kit. Buy one, get one free. That should keep him busy. No matter who comes to town this year, make the holidays yours with savings on tools and gifts store-wide from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Heard on great radio stations all over the country, including KICD AM 1240 and 98.3 FM in Spencer, Iowa. Special hello to Program Director Ryan Long. We appreciate you airing the Today's Homeowner Radio Show there, and we certainly want to encourage you to give us a call or send us an email so that we can help you with any challenges that you might be facing in and around your home. You can reach out to us by email, todayshomeowner.com/ask, or give us a phone call anytime, 800-946-4420. Speaking of Iowa, we have Bruce on the line right now from Harlan, Iowa. And Bruce, welcome to the show, and congratulations on building this new home. That's got to be exciting for you guys.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, we are in the process of building a new home. And my question is, in the basement, we are going to have like a storage area, the mechanical room, and also a space like underneath the stairs and stuff that will just be basically just stay concrete. Uh-huh. And will I have to put a sealer on there, or would you recommend doing anything to that, or should I just leave it the way it is?
Well, I tell you what, I'm glad you're asking this question, because so many people feel like once a concrete slab is poured and it dries for a day or two, you're done. You never have to do anything with it again. But what you have there is a big, very absorbent sponge, and it's going to just soak in anything that gets anywhere near it. And it may not make a difference. You know, it's just a basement and that kind of thing. But if you really want to be proactive, what you need to do is you have to wait. I don't know why they always say 28 days instead of 29 or 27, but for some reason, a curing time of 28 days before you apply anything to it. But at that point, just clean it up really well. Hopefully there's no stains or anything that's happened along the way. And then it's as simple as getting a clear masonry sealer.
Okay.
And you can buy that at any paint store, home center, and so forth. And then just use your pump-up sprayer. You don't dilute it or anything. You use it straight out of the can. It's very liquidy, and just put it in your pump-up sprayer, and then spray one nice even coat over the entire slab.
Okay.
Now, by the time you get to that end of the slab and finish it, you'll look back over your shoulder and you'll feel like you've done absolutely nothing, because it'll soak right in.
Okay.
And it might have just a slightly wet look to it for just a little while, but just look at what they recommend on the can. But most cases, you can turn right around and put a second coat on it at that time, depending on the drying conditions.
Like, put the second coat on right away.
I would read the instructions, but for the vast majority of the ones that I've used, you're able to put it on right away. Then you may have to wait a couple hours, but I would go ahead while you're doing it and put a third coat on it, because you'll never have to do it again. And what this will do, first of all, it'll keep it in a much more dust-free type of situation, you know, because if concrete is not sealed, it tends to chalk a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it'll prevent any kind of stains from penetrating down in it. So if you get a little oil dripping on it, or you get a little of this or a little of that, it will be something that you can wipe off. Now, it's not like varnish that's going to create this hard coat on top. It still soaks into the pores of the concrete, but it just seals it off, and it'll make it look a lot better for a lot longer and make it a lot easier to keep it clean. Then, later, if you decide to convert that to a legitimate living area, you're ready to go with your flooring. You already have the concrete sealed. So
Okay. That's
really as simple as it is, but so smart to think about doing that, Bruce. Is really a good idea.
Okay. I have some sealer. I have a cement pad outside that we use some sealer on. I'm hoping if I read the directions, I can use that same sealer since I have some left. Do you think that will work?
Oh, yeah. Most likely that would work perfectly.
Okay.
It should do the trick very well. How far along are you on the house?
We are painting.
Oh, wow.
So we're moving along.
Okay, so you're already past that 28-day period,
Oh, yeah. So
you can get right to work on that. You know, you also read the instructions about, you know, the cold weather. You know, if that temperature gets down too low, you'll want to hold off on it, but most likely inside the house it'll be warm enough that you'll be able to proceed on that just about any time.
Yep, that's my plan.
Okay. Well, Bruce, best of luck to you. And again, congratulations on the new home. Don't worry about all the little loose ends right here at the last. It's like I've told many, many people over the years, you won't remember how long it takes to get the project done, but you'll remember every day if the project's not done right. So,
right.
So best of luck to you on that. And I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, our pleasure. Thank you. Chelsea, you know, I think about, when you think about concrete like that, I think about that recent project that we did on the Today's Homeowner television show that has not aired yet, but the stenciling and these different techniques of stenciling and the other things that you've done a number of time on projects. Tell our listeners a little bit about that, because, boy, if you've got a little feature basement, or you've got, in this recent case, a front porch, that's a lot more, that's a lot simpler than a lot of people know about.
Yeah, I love adding a little bit of whimsy where people might not expect it. I painted what looked like a rug on the concrete in our old garage floor. I mean, it was just a workshop. It didn't need anything, but it was just a fun little pop of color on the floor. And then the episode you're referencing for the TV show, we used a stencil and some concrete paint, one part epoxy paint, and we stenciled what looks like a herringbone brick pattern on the concrete porch. So it's just a little bit of fun where it's not necessary, but it's fun and adds a little bit of whimsy when you have your guests coming up to your house.
Yeah, I really like that a lot. And, you know, because a lot of times people, you know, or like even inside homes, you hear a lot of people removing carpet and they have just this bare concrete and they start thinking about that. And of course, a lot of people, you know, there's a big trend about acid washing concrete floors. And a lot of times that's really hard to do on after a concrete slab's been down a while, because things happen to it. You know, even if you have carpet over it, a lot of times that pad will almost stain the carpet a little bit. You put the acid wash on it, and all of a sudden, it's not the look that you want. But with being able to use concrete stain, and basically, now the one we did were real interesting, the front porch that we did, you actually had these cool little stencils that you ordered, and I assume that wasn't really very expensive for those stencils.
No, the stencils were maybe $35 a piece, and they're designed to use on a wall, but you know, you can use it for whatever you want after you buy it. And I've used a different kind of different style of stencil before for a wall, and it's just a neat way to add a pattern without a lot of head scratching.
If you're joining us right now and hear Chelsea Lipford Wolf here with me, well, that's because our buddy Joe is taking care of some power issues today. Apparently, a large tree fell over part of his yard and took out his power. So he's going to get that all fixed up. I'm sure I can hear the chainsaw right now. Joe out there sawing away and calling the power company probably every few minutes. And, you know, hey, I got work to do out here. So hopefully Joe is taking care of things very well. I want to remind you how you can reach out to us here at the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. One easy way is to pick up the phone, 800-946-4420, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Your opportunity to ask us any question, suggest a subject you would like for us to tackle, or share with us a tip that has worked well around your home and share it with us, and we'll share it with our audience all over the country. Also, you can send us an email, and we've got some great emails, as we always get each and every week. You can send us one right now at todayshomeowner.com/ask. And Chelsea, I know coming up you're going to talk a little bit about a project that you're featuring on Checking In with Chelsea.com. Why don't you give us just a little tease of what we're talking about there?
Well, I can't tell you because it's your Christmas present, so you're just going to have to close your ears for a little while I share with the audience.
Oh, well, I can turn my headphones off and just and just try to read your lips. That's what I
can
do.
It's a Christmas gift idea for the grandparents in your life.
Oh, I can see that. All right. Well, good. If you're probably thinking about Christmas about now and thinking about the gifts that you want to give, we'll give you a few suggestions along the way. And there's nothing better than a homemade Christmas gift, and you have enough time to make that happen, and we'll give the inspiration to do that very thing. Hey, you're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my daughter Chelsea Lipford Wolf this week, and don't go anywhere. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Tight Bond, the Pro's Advantage.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by a Home Depot, how doers get more done. You know, it seems like everyone is multitasking these days, and so are the appliances you have in your home. The HomeWorks Smart Vent Bath Fan does what you would expect it to do. It vents all of the humidity out of your bathroom, but it also includes an LED light. No big surprise there, but this light is dimmable, and the color can be adjusted to 4 different color temperatures from warm white to daylight. Now, for the fun stuff, this fan also includes Bluetooth speakers, so you can listen to your favorite music while the fan quietly takes away all of the humidity. And to take it another step further, this device is also equipped with Alexa voice-enabled assistant inside the unit, so you can change the soundtrack to your shower without even leaving the shower. Now, for more information on this HomeWorks bathroom exhaust fan with Alexa voice assistance, go to HomeDepot.com. Now, Chelsea, that's you right there. You're going to want one of those for Christmas, aren't you?
I love that, but I'm kind of hung up on the fact that you said Alexa, there's an Alexa assistant inside the unit. So there's a person inside your ceiling. What?
No, it's a technical thing. It's
no,
just
but I do love that you can activate it with your voice, and I'm guessing since it's an Alexa,
there you
can tell her to do other things, turn on the light, whatever else, what other technology you have built into your home, you can activate it while you're in the shower.
Yeah.
You can do 3 things at once.
Some people will never get out of the shower then. They can do everything they need right from
there.
Right. So that's an interesting. We're always glad to bring you the best new products that are hitting the market. Right now, we're going to head to Virginia. Alan is on the line. Alan, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on around your house.
Hi, Danny, and thank you for taking my call.
Certainly.
This is the third time that I've come to the mountain for advice, and your producer said 2 more times and I get the TSA line, so I appreciate the opportunity.
There you go.
Well, Danny, we're in the beautiful Virginia mountain at about 3,600 altitude, and our temperatures range from 0 in the winter to 80 in the hottest of summers, so we got a pretty good temperature range. House is about 15 years old, on a concrete foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm developing a few little fractures. I've sent you a couple pictures. I don't know if you had a chance to look at those.
I got them. You have to take a look at them right now. Sure.
But I started with fixing it with concrete, thinking concrete on concrete would be better. But I think with the change of temperature, I'm getting a little bit of shift.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if I should start back all over, scrape all that concrete back out, and then maybe hit it with some expandable caulk or something. But I'll be excited to hear what you recommend.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, it is a very common problem, Alan, of course. And when you have that temperature fluctuation like that, you're always going to have that expansion and contraction. And, you know, people think of concrete as it's so permanent. It's, you know, how could it possibly expand and contract? But it's pretty amazing how you might look at that crack on a 20-degree morning and then look at that crack again on an 80-degree day, and it's completely different. But, you know, the challenge is the coloration of it. I'm sure when you put the concrete patch that you put on it, the coloring probably didn't match exactly, and that's the biggest challenge. But the very best thing I've ever seen is to use a concrete repair caulk that actually has a little bit of texture in it. This is something that Quikrete developed a few years ago. And the secret to it all is clean that crack out well. So maybe take just an old screwdriver and just scrape it a little bit. Then take your leaf blower and blow all the dust out of there. Then use the concrete repair caulk very sparingly. And you don't want it to overlap. You just want it to fill the actual crack. And then scrape off all of the excess of it. And so that will take away the black line, more or less, that you have with cracks like that. It'll prevent any moisture from getting down in there that can cause even more problems. And it blends in about as well. I'm not going to say you won't see it, but it blends in about as well as anything that I've ever seen. And one tube will go a long way with these small hairline cracks that you have. But I think that's probably the best way to approach it.
Danny, is this the same type of material that you use to fix like a garage floor? Because that's what I used. Or is this something totally different?
Well, this is a, I don't know if, I think it's a polyurethane base so that it makes it extremely flexible and it won't dry out very well. So I'm not sure if it is the exact same, but it is one that, you know, just about any home center would have. And it's, you know, spells it out as concrete repair caulk. So it's not sure if it's exact same, but that's about the best thing I've ever seen for this kind of situation.
And to try to get, you know, do I really try to kind of maybe grout, kind of very aggressively try to open up the line a little bit to make the line bigger for it to hold on to, or just kind of scrape it down to the level
it? It's mostly just trying to give a little bit of room for it to get in there. I wouldn't be too aggressive. As a matter of fact, I would use it probably an old putty knife instead of a screwdriver would probably, you know, that thin blade of that putty knife would probably get down into that crack just a little bit more. You don't have to be too aggressive with it. Just give a little bit of room for that caulk to get in there and do its job.
I appreciate the information, and thanks for all your help, and thanks for allowing me to come to the mountain.
Hey, we appreciate it anytime. Come on up and visit with us anytime, Alan, and you sound like you have a beautiful place there, and keep doing what you're doing, and we're always here for you. Call as many times as you like.
Take care, buddy. Be well.
All right, you as well. Thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving. That's great, though. You know, that's our audience right there, Chelsea, is people that are so enthusiastic about doing the best to maintain their home. And listen to Alan. It sounds like he's having a little fun along the way. Huh?
Well, that's exactly what we like to do, have a little fun while we're improving our homes. And I think you and I definitely have fun while we're doing that, too. So welcome to the family.
That's right. Exactly. We certainly want to help you with any little challenge that you have. And, you know, it may be something that seems like it's a big project, but if you start it and get it done a little bit earlier, it makes it a lot easier to deal with. So that's why we make it so easy for you to reach out to us by sending us an email, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Or give us a call at 800-946-4420. The Today's Homeowner Hotline is available to you anytime. We also want to remind you about that Today's Homeowner Newsletter. Everybody loves it. Over 130,000 people are receiving it right now every single week. And you can as well, completely free, by going to todayshomeowner.com/newsletter. newsletter. I'm Danny Lipford, along with Chelsea Lipford-Wolf, who's filling in for my co-host Joe Truini. We've got a lot more information to share with you here, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Got a project? Tight Bond wood glues are preferred by pro woodworkers more than 7-1. Why? Because Tight Bond is professional strength, even stronger than the wood itself. Tight Bond is versatile, perfect for interior and exterior woodworking, and the best choice for home repairs. Tight Bond is tough and durable, outlasting extreme weather conditions and conquering demanding projects. Tight Bond wood glues, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Gutter Brush is a simple gutter guard I've recommended for years. It's easy. Just slide 3-foot sections of gutter brush into your gutters and leave them there year-round to keep gutters flowing. Right now, they're having their big fall sale, 25% off and free shipping when you order direct at gutterbrush.com. Most homes are protected for just $200 to $300. Visit gutterbrush.com or call 888-397-9433. Prevent clogged gutters and water damage with Gutter Brush. Money back guaranteed, made in the USA.
Are drafty windows causing a chill in your home? Keep the cold out with Duck Brand Max Strength Rolled Window Insulation Kits. This window film creates an added barrier between warm inside air and the frigid temperatures outside, blocking drafts that steal energy and drive up your heating bill. The puncture-resistant film is 2 times thicker than standard window kits, so it's great for high-traffic or pet-friendly homes. And the crystal-clear film is easy to install and remove once warmer weather arrives. Visit duckbrand.com to find a retailer near you.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Duck Brand Weatherization Products.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Now, if your gutters aren't protected, now is the time. Our friends at Gutter Brush are having their fall blowout sale for a limited time only. Get 25% off and free shipping. Find out about all the details at gutterbrush.com or call 888-397-9433. Gutter Brush is the easiest DIY gutter guard there is. No tools needed to install, and Gutter Brush offers year-round clog protection with very little maintenance. Again, check them out at gutterbrush.com. Been our friends for a long time and was able to talk to Randy Schreiber just the other day, and they are really doing well. I love a good American company, and that really makes a lot of sense to us. Right now, let's check in with Chelsea. Chelsea Lipford-Wolf is co-hosting this week, but she also has been very, very busy with her great website and blog, checkinginwithchelsea.com. So what is this about grandparent Christmas gift?
Yeah, so I'm a sucker for anything with my kids' handprints. And so I came up with this idea to work with woodcraft to create a handprint plaque to share, to give to grandparents for Christmas, because sometimes you have people who are a little stubborn to buy gifts for.
Wait a minute.
The people you have trouble buying gifts for, you can give them a handprint. And so Woodcraft has these slabs of wood that have the live edge. So it still has the bark on one side of it. And so what I did was I traced the kids' handprints, their hands, and then cut the slab up into the individual little pieces. And then I used good old wood burning tool, Dad. You instilled a love of burning wood. And retraced the hand and burned it into the wood and then sanded it and sealed it so that it doesn't get all dusty and stained, and then put a picture hanger on the back. So now I can wrap it up and gift it to my kids' grandparents for Christmas. And then, I also added the date, of course, so that they know what year the kids were that size.
Oh, wow. And so the kids helped you out a little bit with the project.
Yeah. It's definitely a kid-friendly project that you can get the kids involved in, creating a DIY homemade gift for the holidays.
So if someone wanted to do this, very few tools necessary, I guess.
Yes. The only like tool was a circular saw and then a wood burning tool.
I got you. Yeah.
Which are, fairly inexpensive, and I'm sure it's one of those things where once you buy it, you'll find a ton of uses for a wood burning tool. And this one that I used came with four different tips, so depending on what you're burning, you can make like some serious art. Mm-hmm. Out of a piece of wood and this little wood burning tool.
Boy, that takes me way back to when I was first started doing a little bit of work on with wood. And I remember saving up my money, my allowance, to buy one piece of wood paneling.
Oh, wow.
And so I had the money up. I kept checking, went to the little counter at the lumber store to find out how much it was. And I wish I could remember. It was probably like $3 or something. And so I remember going up on my bicycle because I wanted it to be a surprise. Oh. And I figured out a way on my bicycle to carry a 4x8 sheet of paneling. Now, the paneling was really thin now. It was real thin.
Yeah.
But I took this rope thing and I hooked under it and I held it with one hand down beside the bike, and I probably rode maybe a mile and a half, something like that.
Did you have to ride uphill?
I had to go uphill.
Oof.
And then on the way back, it was downhill. So I made it home and hit it back and made these little plaques. And, for the world's greatest mom and the world's greatest dad with that wood burner. I can still smell that wood burning, that wood burner. And then I put a little varnish on it and gave it to my parents. And after, they were been gone, I actually found those things.
Oh, they saved them.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. So they were using it for little trivets under some plants so that it wouldn't get the water on the I'm kidding.
Hey, they're using it. That's all that counts.
Hey, if you're interested in doing exactly what Chelsea's talking about, you can see a great video that's posted right this minute at checkinginwithchelsea.com. You just go there and it's step-by-step and all the materials you need. And we appreciate our friends at Woodcraft for making that all possible. What a great idea. There's so many ideas, and we have other ideas at todayshomeowner.com on simple gifts that you can make, for your kids that'll really mean a lot to them over the years. And, Chelsea, there's so many ways that you can also, like you're doing, get the kids involved in making gifts for others. I mean, even little boxes that you can make,
right,
that you can store different things and different little ideas, but certainly making it more personalized with their handprints and those type of things really make it a lot more special for everybody. And you have enough time to do that now. We're still several weeks away from Christmas, so I think that would be a good way to help everybody feel a little better around Christmas.
Oh yeah, and make it more about the journey than the destination of it being done. You get to enjoy the process of making the gift. So
That's right.
A lot of fun.
Hey, coming up, a lot more information. We're going to tell you what's coming up on today's Homeowner Television episode this week, and also encourage you to give us a call anytime, 800-946-4420, and todayshomeowner.com/ask is where you can head to ask us any question that you might have. Also, we're having a lot of people that are downloading our podcast each and every week, and to find out more about that and another place that you're able to send us a question at any time is by going to today's homeowner.com/podcast. podcast. Boy, I've been hearing a lot of people, Chelsea, watching us on Roku and Crackle with Pluto, and then now we're on our own channel on Samsung and LG TV. So a lot of opportunities for you to see some of the older episodes of today's Homeowner Television Show. I'm Danny Lipford, along with Chelsea Lipford-Wolf, who's filling in for my buddy Joe Truini this week, and we have a lot more to share with you. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at checkinginwithchelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Brought to you by Woodcraft.
When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with SimpleMat from Custom Building Products. SimpleMat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
It's not just Santa who's coming to town. It's also your in-laws and their cousins. So time for some gifts from the Home Depot. From doorbell cameras to intelligent thermostats, you'll look smart and save big on the latest smart home gifts. Does your father-in-law like to fix things around the house? Put him to work with a DeWalt 20-volt 2-battery starter kit. Buy one, get one free. That should keep him busy. No matter who comes to town this year, make the holidays yours with savings on tools and gifts store-wide from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome back to Today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Well, Joe's not with us this week, but Chelsea Lipford-Wolf's filling in for him. Joe will be back next week. But speaking of Joe, Chelsea, I don't know if you had an opportunity to see, even though I'm right smack in the middle of everything here, I still get a kick out of going to the Today's Homeowner Facebook page. And recently, when Joe was in town taping a new batch of Simple Solutions for the Today's Homeowner Television Show, they goofed around a little bit. Did you see that? It says it's a November 5th post. It says, "Guess who's in town to tape some Simple Solutions? Can we get some likes for the one and only Joe Truini?" And of course, Joe's he's always ready to goof around a little bit, but it's almost like a little bit of a tease here.
Oh, yeah.
Of some type of simple solution, and it looks like a half of a paint lid. I'm not really sure.
I know, and then he has it's like a smiley face and a frowny face, but I'm just trying to figure out what the simple solution could be involving half of a paint can lid.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have any idea?
I have no idea. Maybe it's another one of the paint tips, because those are extremely popular, but who knows? I don't know. It's a pretty good one. But you really need to go by there, Today's Homeowner Facebook page, and certainly join in with us. And there's so many things. I mean, every day they're posting all kinds of very relevant things. This is a little fun one, but a nice little tease. But I kind of like that.
Yeah, I like it too. Whet the appetite.
Yeah, so we'll see what Joe has up his sleeve on that. Hey, this week on the Today's Homeowner Television Show, we're stepping back a little bit to do a recap of the first show of Chelsea's Ranch Revival. And for those of you that might not be familiar with that, Chelsea and her family about a year ago bought a home that was 60 plus years old, a very nice, extremely well-built ranch style home that I have to say a whole lot had not been done over the last 60 years. So a bit of a time capsule that you bought there. And but like so many people, when you're buying a home and you're needing to sell the other home, you try to do the absolute essentials to allow your family to move in. And Chelsea, that really went fairly well. It wasn't a tremendous amount of work necessary, but we really kind of capture that whole scene during this particular episode this week.
Yeah, and a lot has happened since then. It's kind of hard to remember where we started, but we removed a little bit of carpet in the bedrooms and painted the kids' bedrooms so that they were pretty much settled when we moved in, and removed some wallpaper that had wasn't the kind of wallpaper that was cool back in the day and then came back in style. It was just not in style right now. So we removed that wallpaper, shared some tricks about that, because that's still a popular home improvement task to undertake. Mm-hmm. And then we moved all of our furniture in, and then I saw the pictures and I didn't like the way it looked. So I've already changed a bunch of stuff since then.
but that's a good example, the advantage of doing the essentials to get you to move in, because the way you might visualize a home that you're not living in, how you're going to live in it certainly changes once you get in there and you see the family pattern and you see how things are going. So a big advantage in doing that, and certainly allowed you to make some good decisions.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm definitely a big cheerleader for moving in before you make major changes to your house.
So head to todayshomeowner.com, and you can find out on our local listings page there exactly where you can see the Today's Homeowner television episode in your neck of the woods. Hey, if you're listening to a radio station that doesn't carry the second hour of Today's Homeowner Radio, that's okay. Head over to todayshomeowner.com so that you don't miss anything that we'll be chatting about in the second hour. I'm Danny Lipford, along with our fill-in co-host, Chelsea Lipford-Wolf. Joe will be back next week. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.